It's been more than 2 weeks since a barge in the Houston Ship Channel spilled 168,000 gallons of oil into Galveston Bay. It took a while for the oil to drift southward to the pristine beaches that draw more than 300 bird species each spring. Nancy Brown with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says about two-thirds of Matagorda Island has now been impacted by the spill in a key area for migratory birds making the long flight across the Gulf of Mexico.
Priority is to not only make sure that environment is safe for them, but we also want to do it with the least amount of impact, not only to those birds that are migrating, but to the whooping cranes that are here right now, to the Aplomado falcons.
Brown is concerned about multiple opportunities for wildlife to become sick.
The Kemp's Ridley sea turtles right now, they're staging. They're basically preparing to come on shore to nest. And so, you know, that's the big concern, because not only are they going to crawl up on these beaches, but then they have to go through that vegetation to then lay their eggs.
So far, 110 animals, including birds, dolphins, and sea turtles, have been recovered, and they'll be tested later to find out how many died from oil contamination. 10 tons of contaminated soil and debris reportedly have been removed from the 25-mile stretch of the island that was affected by the oil. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.